Hi guys, hi. How are you? What's happening? What's good? Are you breathing fine? As I just asked you that question, I'm tempted to actually ask myself the same question, like, are you breathing fine, Chi? Personally, I think I am. My name is Chinasa Kasmer, and this is the scribe. The last time you heard from me, I said I want to enjoy life also, regardless of the situation. Am I enjoying my life right now? That's a very, very deep question. I don't know. I'm just really, really wondering. So, I think the last episode was up like 2 weeks ago, and I had issues, personal issues. First one on the spotlight, procrastination, laziness, discouragement. Not being able to do, not being productive and whatnot. But I mean, if this is your first time of listening to Describe, that's not the first thing you want to listen to. So let's go back to where we ought to start from and do what we have planned out for today. This just sounds like an intro of what one of my friends' podcasts or something, because says something like, oh, let's go back to where you were and start again. Scrap that. So today's episode is called Introducing Discover Culture. If you listen to the previous episode, I think I spoke about it. So, Discover Culture is going to be a series on the podcast whereby I come with someone, I have a guest, and the person talks about his or her culture. We find out the food, the tradition, and everything. Why? Why am I doing it? Because I know that some young people don't know anything about their culture. So I'm trying to harness the gold from different people's culture and bring them all up on this podcast. So when you listen, you'll be like, oh, okay, let's assume you are Ibibio. You now hear this thing. Maybe you've never heard it before. There are two things involved. You go to verify from your parents, you go to really, really find out if that's what it is. And yeah, so Discover Culture is going to do that. How? We are going to bring in people. I want to do just young people. What do you think? Do you think I should do just young people? But that means I have to look for young people that know. If I have to do older people, it's going to be like a whole lot of stuff. Then yeah, so that's just basically why and how I'm going to do it and what will be the end results. Teaching people about their cultures. So, if you're listening to this is just like the 3rd minute of this episode. Please send me your tribe, your ethnic group, where you are from on Twitter, on Instagram. Drop a post and let me know where are you from. Would you like to be on the podcast, on the show? Yeah. Now, I won't talk about my laziness. Really, I was supposed to go to the park this morning to record this episode, just as I did for the last one. But I think sleep happened. And that's not a bad thing, because, I mean, man must rest. But have I been resting for so long? I think so. So I currently intern at a hub. Yeah, like a tech hub, where they teach digital skills and stuff. I'm a content developer there, and I'm also learning graphics design there. So this week, I actually started the month of May with a lot of energy. Promise me, I believe me when I tell you that I started the month of May with a lot of energy, because I was like, oh, I want the month of May to be sweet. I want it to be beautiful. I don't want it to just happen. I want to have control of my day and whatnot, whatnot, whatnot. I kid you not, all right, again, that even before 1st of May, I went to the park. You guys know that park I always talk about, right? I always go to the park now, apart from this week though. I went to the park, I sat down, wrote down how what I want, what I don't want to do, how I didn't want to be having spontaneous movements, like from going from one place, because I can just be in a place with a group of people and they are like, oh, let's go to this place, and I didn't plan it though. But I mean, I'll just put two and two. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, let's go. And before you can say Jack Robinson, I have moved. What does that mean? Like, I have shifted focus. I have just dropped whatever I had planned out to do maybe that day to just do what other people are doing. I mean, when they said it at that point in time, it seemed like fun and everything. But is that what I really wanted to do? I don't know. Do I have a problem with doing it? I don't think I have a problem with doing it. But I just felt like, instead of having too many spontaneous movements, I'll just carry my bag and say, oh, I'm going to this place, or oh, I'm going to that place, without even thinking about it. So I was like, this month of May, I won't do that. Guess what, guys? Look at the things I did. I don't know if I'm making a ridicule of myself, but it's good that it's just like the 7th day of May. And I have these thoughts in my head. So I went to the park. I wrote down stuff, how I want my mate to be, what I want to be doing. You guys, I even wrote a feeding plan. I wrote a feeding plan, how I want to eat Mondays to Saturdays or to Fridays, like breakfast, lunch, dinner. I tried. The next day, I actually went to like the market to buy foodstuffs and all of those things. But I kid you not that even on a Monday, that's the first Monday the month of May, I did a spontaneous waka. Okay, so at my workspace now, there wasn't lights. The gen had issues. So I think I'll go home more. I just having like so much pain around my body. So I really, really wanted to go home. I wanted to leave. Then guess what? My boss just said, will you come with us? I was like, yeah, because he packed up his stuff. He was going to go and walk somewhere, and I was like, oh yes. I didn't pay transport though, so it not really pay me like that. But like that spontaneous thing I said I didn't want to do, I did it. Even though like I was productive when I actually left that space, because when I was at that space I wasn't productive, my office space. But when I went elsewhere, I became productive. I did a graphic design and stuff. But like I said, I asked myself that, well, that, but you just said that you don't want to be doing this spontaneous thing. But I did it. Have I settled down to think that who am I joking with all this my worker? I mean, I'm thinking about it now. Do you do spontaneous things like that? Like you just carry your stuff and you just move. This week I don't really understand how my week went. Cause going from planning a perfect me to having, I don't want to call it ruined, to having a funny variation of first week. Now this first week was going well. The second day of the week was chill. Third day chill. On the third day something happened. So after a class, I know you guys, I'm just telling you guys about my life, but like I want to know if this thing happens to you too or it's just me. After a class, like a graphic design class, and I was told to go and recreate something. You guys, even up till now, I've not been able to recreate that thing. So I just felt really, 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 really discouraged. Because, I mean, I couldn't do it. So it just really, really felt bad. It felt terrible. I felt so terrible because I could see, like, my other classmates do the stuff I did. And it ruined my week. Does that thing happen to you? Like, when you just try to do something and you cannot do it. I don't intend on taking so much time on this episode today. I'm just really here to talk. I came to introduce Discover Culture, but I'm not even feeling the vibe. I think I'd have to introduce it again, then give this episode a different title. So, it was just really, really crazy because me being discouraged about the fact that, oh, I couldn't really figure out that stuff. It just made me, let me say sick. I was almost sick. I can recall turning off my laptop, I used just, I was just totally discouraged. Like I was thrown off balance, and that happened to me on a Wednesday. Did I get myself back on a Thursday? Not really. Did I talk about the fact that I was discouraged? Yes, because that like hits me. But I saw something today that makes me feel somewhat better. I read Blessing Abeng's post on LinkedIn, and he talked on sweetness after difficulties or something like that. Like, you know how, let's say you're trying something out and it doesn't work, then after a long while, after a while, a long while of trying, and eventually works. I think that's the method I'm going to apply from now henceforth when I have like a difficult time and stuff, because I was really, really discouraged, and I just said to myself, well, I'm going to dump this thing. I didn't say I was not going to do it, but like I dumped it at that point in time, and I asked myself, is this the me I planned? I still keep asking myself, is this the me I have planned? Now, there's this phase I go through in life whereby I can't place what's happening around me. It's like my day is just going. I have no control over it. It's like, I don't know why that thing happens, but it happens to me. Is it a terrible stuff? To an extent, yeah. Now, okay. So back to my gist. So I have this thing that happens whereby I just feel like, let's say, I'm not doing enough. Like, oh, what I'm doing is not enough. And I'm just doing it wrongly and stuff. Or like, oh, this thing I'm doing doesn't even feel like I'm doing too many things. Already, if you've listened to my previous episodes, you know that I am the girl that is doing too many things. I do a lot. Even me, I know. So I was like, I just started thinking this week, all these things just springs out of discouragement, sprung out of discouragement, tiredness, not being able to do. You understand? And actually planning my May and the first week being like that. So it just went back to me just saying, oh, why am I doing too many things? What do I really, really want to do? What not, what not, what not? So I have a question for you guys. Do you think that is part of discovery? Does that happen to you? I'm the only one in this stage whereby I just feel like, oh, the things I'm doing, they don't really make, or they're too much, or I can't even place my hand on it. Now, short story. Or story within stories. You guys, this is like the story of my life. Mm-hmm. But with time, it's going to progress. I'm going to bring interesting stuff for you guys. I'm going to talk about culture. I'm going to bring people that you'd like. I've not had anybody for a while on the show. And really, I've not even really, really looked out for people and stuff. So at the Root Hub, I manage like part of their social media handles, and I am a content creator there. And this weekend, I was just asking myself, if I'm a content creator at the Root Hub, what content do I create for myself? I mean, I do podcasts, and I am not the most consistent because of me and stuff. But like, imagine if I want to apply for a job now, and I say, oh, I'm a content creator. And someone says, show me your content. First of all, I took a look at my Instagram page. My Instagram page, I archived nearly all of my pictures and just left 5 because my page looked too rousy. And I said, oh, it looks like there's even barely any content here. My graphics design page is just there. My blog page is just there. The content I actually even used to really, really, really upload every time was my blog post. I have a blog and I kept it running for like a month. Then I don't know what happened. I just got, let me say, tired, or I just got out of the writing mood. But I'm going to get back to it. I said to myself, oh my god. Then I just started thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and all those things. Does that happen to you, or is it just me? However, I'm taking a turn. I'm taking a shift. So I'm going to start again. I'm going to rewrite my brand story. I'm going to rewrite my life story. Why? Because, I mean, if I feel, let me use the word not useful, I refuse to use the word useless. Okay, let's see. If I feel useless, or I feel like I'm doing too many things and whatever, do I just keep on feeling or change the narrative? One thing I like about myself is I tend to know when I feel like I'm losing guard, like I'm not in shape, or something is just not going as planned. And you know that thing people say, oh, life is not going to go as planned, whatnot, whatnot, whatnot. I want things to make sense. I want to be able to control my days, control my stuff. I want to be able to stop spontaneous workers. I want to be able to just be in charge. I mean, are you in charge of your life? Do you just wake up one morning and start to feel terrible? I feel like a bunch of us do. Well, I can't say I feel like a bunch of us do, but I just believe that if I'm going through it, maybe somebody somewhere is also going through it. These are the things I would say. I swear I didn't even come on this show today to encourage or anything, but it just dropped. I feel like if you feel like all these things are happening to you, like if you can relate to my story, try to get a grip. Like, ask questions. Ask yourself questions. Tell yourself the truth. For instance, now, I know I do too many things. And I've started telling myself that, oh, I can't do too many things at the same time. I should pick my priorities. I should pick the stuff that I'm in love with. This weekend, I realized that for a while, what I have really, 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 really been consistent at was writing. So I told myself that, oh, if it means that I'm going to write stuff about myself, what I observe, just write. I'm going to really, really write. And I look forward to doing it. I look forward to coming back on here and telling you guys. This week, in general, has been funny. The previous week has also been funny. But do I stop? No, I'm not stopping. I'm going to keep moving. Do I have a direction? Yes. What is my direction? I'm trying to figure out what it is. Am I going to kill myself while at it? No. But will I stop? I would not stop. I would just keep doing because, I mean, that's what life is really all about. You might not even be able to get it all right at some points, but you just have to, like, do something. Yeah. So, that's just basically it. I think my errors were planning and not doing and just letting. You know how you say, oh, this month, this year. You know how you write those goals? I think I wrote my resolution. I think that was it. But, I mean, I'll think about the greater good and do remember why I said I didn't want to do what not. If you like this episode, share it with someone. I tried to maintain a clean energy here and give you guys the best of what I can. And really, really, really wait and look forward to Discover Culture because I have great plans for it. I have a team of people I am bringing on board to work with, and everybody would do the best they can and would do something great for you guys. If you have something that you can suggest for me to talk on, please let me know. I want to do something. The next podcast should be about platonic relationships, platonic friendships, and friendships really. So if you have a thought, if you have a thought process, let me know. I'm taking reviews and I'm taking opinions, and maybe if you want to be on this show for platonic friendships, let me know. And even if that's not the next episode, I'll still have it on, because I mean, I will. And did you like my untapped series? I just had two. Maybe this week I'll have another one. I actually have one that is just documented and just there. I would definitely release it. Thank you and goodbye. Love you. Share this with someone. I am currently in Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria. Where are you at? This is Describe.